Hi, everybody, and welcome. Hi, everyone. Welcome to my mini tarot broadcast. I'm going to be going directly into a caller who's been waiting for a little bit since this show is going to be on the brief side. Let's see what you have to say, Mr. 816.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hi. Good evening.
Hi. I just wanted to know if I'm currently going through some issues with somebody and we've broken up, and I just wanted to know if we were going to get back together.
Okay, the cards that come out for you are immediately the Five of Swords, which is kind of a rest in the middle of like a battle. So it's the energy that comes across is a relationship or a situation that has a lot of battle tendencies. And also what comes across is the Eight of Swords in reverse. The Eight of Swords in reverse is a time for a liberation. And I think that since there has been such a custom of like this type of conflict, you're questioning now whether you are ready to move forward and the situation is right. But it comes across as being a moment where you can actually make a lot of decisions because you weren't in the same predicament before. You had a lot of things that were holding you back mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And it's almost as if now it's a time for you to really think very carefully because you have a lot more freedom. The Tower signifies an abrupt type, forceful type of change. So everything that came across was in a smooth transition and kind of won't be very smooth within this time. I think it's sort of a religious element to this. Someone who is kind of very set in their ways. They had a certain type of vision about how they wanted things. And it almost seems like you are more free self-thought. So the issue with the match is it's a very big difference in personalities, in ideology, in religious type of foundation, and kind of almost in general. So this time here now is a time of freedom, of really choosing whether this rigidity is kind of what you really want, because there's a break in this. There's something that's not comfortable for the spirits involved. Almost like they're two very kind people. They're not fighting right now. They've won a lot of many wars, but they're not prepared for the main battle of like a way stronger, deeper, more committed relationship. Unless you both put all your cards on the table and are very clear about kind of what you want, and you're willing to work through each other's character flaws without impatience, with a real clear adult thought and a lot of compassion. And this relationship has been very kind of non-compassionate. That's what's coming across. Okay. You have one more question?
So was that saying that we were going to work through the differences, or
if you do work through, it's going to take some work. You've won a lot of battles, you know, you're both great people, but there are a lot of different rigid thoughts that are a problem. It's not that you can't, but are you willing to? What is this telling me is that you have to put in some sacrifice for this. It's not going to be a very easy road. There are obstacles. there are different modalities of thinking. You know, there are different modalities of thought. You are free to make this decision. You have to think about the volatility that you've had in the past. And that volatility, and if you're willing to be very compassionate and you're willing to both be very clear, it can work, but it will take work. I'm seeing like a yellow light. It's not red. It's not red. And it's not a very clear green. You shouldn't go into any of this, you know, with your eyes closed. It says that there is volatility, and you need to keep your eyes open, think with your heart as well, but be mindful about yourself. Be mindful about your spiritual, you know, needs. And because you have a thought, there's something that's coming across that's not rigid. You can't live in a rigid type of situation. So,
yeah, I think the issue is he is like very conservative and traditional, and I'm not.
Exactly. You're liberal. He's more rigid. He has certain type of values and thoughts. So you're both wonderful people, but it's a conflicted match because he is a very orthodox in his ways. You're more liberal, you know, and relaxed and kind of very earthy and etheric. He's not. He is a good person. He sets you free to make the choice whether you want to be with him or not. The thing is that it is a lot of work because of the difference in ideology and thought. I feel he's a good man. I don't see him as being an abusive individual. It's just that he has the right to have his thoughts. He has the right to live, you know, the dream he has of living that life. But that's not exactly who you are. If you can compromise with love and tenderness.
Right. And I also feel like, he has,
you know?
Yeah, he has fears with me, like when he first met me, because I am so different. Like, there are just certain things that he said, like, about being able to trust me. And I think, he has, you know, issues with that, and I don't know what I can do, you know, for him to feel like he can, I guess, trust me. I mean, I don't know. I guess you said it's like a yellow light. Like, I kind of feel like I'm at a crossroads.
I'm going to say that there's nothing you can say to make him trust you. It's more like what you do. In this particular situation, because you're both so different and there is some volatility in the way that you both think, there's not about words. This is a pure love-based, compassionate type move that you would have to make by the demonstrating and being free and compassionate, you know, and loving and kind. But it's not about talking. You can definitely put all your cards on the table about, you know, both of your differences and whatnot. But this particular person will be all about proving it by action, which is something, you know, that he's accustomed to war relationships where one person is right and the other is wrong. So for you, that's kind of not the way it works, because you come across, you know, psychically as someone who can let the other person win, because it's not about winning for you. It's just about getting the job done. And, you know, moving things along. He needs validation. And his validation isn't necessarily, you know, in the form of conflict. His validation is in the form of action. Because it comes across that he's never had someone that can give him the action as far as their behavior, as far as their love, as far as their following through. I'm sure that it can definitely work out very well and a lot of key points. But like I said, you must come together. You have to be very mindful of the differences, and it is going to be work. But I feel he's a good man, very rigid and structured in his way. And the thing is that the compatibility is a little bit difficult because of that. You just who you are. You're not going to change, and if you do, you will be helpful. And part of the thing. I say come to some sort of symbiotic thing where you're both kind of seeing eye to eye, and, you know, there's that love element that brings everything together, but you can't change for him, he can't change for you. That's not the point. The point is working with the differences that you have in order to make something flow, you know, in a gentle way moving forward, which is what a relationship is all about. You know, that love and that balance that comes when you're just there for each other, you know, within your differences and respectful of your differences. No matter what you learn, because sometimes you bring that from the past and it has nothing to do with your future.
Right.
Well, I hope you tune in again and kind of let me know how things have been going, okay?
Yes, is it okay if I ask another question? Was it two questions? I'm sorry.
I would love to another time. It's just that we have a very long list. I called in a little bit late, but you would be very welcome to. I'm gonna try another show tomorrow. You can tune in tomorrow, please.
Okay. Okay, thank you
so much. Have a beautiful evening. 404, you are on the line. Hello.
Hi, my name is Shanithia, birthday 339-94.
Yes. And how can I help you tonight?
Yes, I'm waiting on my settlement to come in. Could you give me a date of when it's supposed to come in? I was given a date of time frame of 2 to 3 months.
I'm seeing that the justice part is reversed, which means a little bit more of a delay. So it will be sometime after that. I would say maybe a few months after, definitely not a year or anything like this. But the justice card kind of came out reversed for this. And then the temperance card came out in the upright position, which symbolizes that you will, you know, be compensated, that the suffering and, you know, what it was that you went through, it will definitely be compensated. However, as far as your question, as far as the timing, there is a slight delay in the timing. And it comes because of the chariot, which represents two different forces pulling in different directions but moving you forward. So it's about your side seeking the settlement, the other side kind of evading the situation, time, trying to delay the actions so that, you know, they can kind of hold on to their power or the money for as long as they can, and ultimately, like, tug you in the middle while you kind of, like, try to chase, you know, the prosperity element, you know, of the wrong that you went through. You have different forces working in different directions. You're being pulled forward. There is a delay, but I don't see it, you know, not happening. I see that there is progress, but you have different forces working, like tugging at the power aspect of this, because power equals time in this situation. The longer that they can hold, you know, without you kind of getting the result that you want, the more power that they feel from the situation. Is this making sense?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. So it's like they're trying to keep putting it off as long as they can.
They're putting it off as long as they can, but the King of Pentacles is the next particular card within your particular energetic field. And it does see, and it does talk about prosperity. It does talk about righting the wrong. It does talk about finance, you know, and positivity when it comes to your financial element. So it doesn't say that it's not going to be coming or anything. It's definitely on the horizon. The only issue is the time. Everything is being pulled, you know. Everything is trying to do a delay for you. So, yes, there is a delay of a few extra months, but you will be fine, you know, as far as what you're going through and what you've had to deal with as far as, you know, being tugged at from the position of power that they have, which is time, to wear you out and get you tired.
Okay. So do you see love coming from me anywhere it comes from, like being into an actual stable relationship?
I see the sun, which is the beginning of a beautiful, beautiful opportunity. Now, what I'm getting at is that it doesn't seem like you are really exploring kind of in the right places and things that you like. It seems that you've been dabbling and looking around, but not really in the things that you love, which will kind of bring a connection with others that share what you love. So what I'm saying is there is a beautiful aspect of a relationship that is available, but you're not putting yourself in the right places.
Mm-hmm.
If you enjoy cooking, some cooking classes, if you like movies, a movie club, what it looks like to me is that unless there is a connection right now within your life force of someone that has a similarity, someone that kind of makes you happy because of the things that you share in common, it's not happening in the way that you're going about it right now, which is kind of not in a healthy way, not in a way that speaks to your soul and the things that you love to do. Because ultimately, unless you're in that space of the things you like to do, you're not going to come across as a very happy person. You're going to come across as with anxiety, which is something I'm picking up. I'm like an anxiety and shyness. And that won't happen if you're around things that you like, and you'll be more free and open to allow that energy to come in. And I do see, I definitely do see someone new that you've not been around, that you've never met before, that is out of your zone, kind of out of your area. Not necessarily a very long-distance relationship, per se, like around the world, but definitely someone you've not encountered before, someone fresh and new with new ideas, someone joyful and kind, and a little bit younger than
you. What about me here?
Huh?
Do you see where I'm meeting him at, or you say long distance?
I'm picking up that the signal is coming from something you love, encounters that you enjoy, a hobby that you're overlooking, something that has brought you joy in the past, and somehow you've given up on that because you've had a tendency of giving up on things that you've loved. Because of depression. So I see this as something new, a spark of newness within something that you love. So think about like a hobby or thing that you've liked for the past. There is something having to do with that, someone of that, but new and beautiful and refreshing. So it basically is asking you to do some homework. What do you love to do? What brings you passion and makes you and gives you some sort of joy? And
yeah,
follow
I have
that.
To really marinate
there's
on
something
it.
There. There's someone there. There's something about you meeting someone that has a lot of things alike. And since you're not participating in that right now, it's hard for them to meet you because they are someone that is proactive and does what they like, which is something you've kind of forgotten because of a lot of the pain that you've been through.
Yes, totally. I totally agree. Wow. Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Please dial in anytime. I'm going to try to do these more often. I am definitely on like late at night, almost at midnight. And thank you so much for tuning in, 404. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Gonna see if I can do one more. If it is not, if it allows. Let's see. Hello, 203.
Hi.
Yes, hello, good evening.
Hi, I was calling to ask a question about my love life. I met a guy named Nick a couple weeks ago, and I'm just wondering, you know, how he's feeling about me and what you see for him and I moving forward.
I see that he is in a good place in his life. He's someone that is not looking back with any type of regret. And he has worked well with his finances. So immediately his finances, I see, are very stable. He's not looking back at his life with regret. And he sees you as a very strong woman with strong will and capacity and able to bring a lot of stability into his life. Now, the thing with him is he's done well with his life. He's done well financially, but internally, there is a hole in this man that only a lot of compassion and tenderness can fill. Because it's almost like he feels that he would not be who he is without the things that he has. And his achievements. So this situation is calling for strength, which is something that definitely is present within your particular self. But it's asking you, are you able to help him kind of see the beauty in himself and in his life despite all the different things that he's been able to achieve? Because his achievements mm-hmm. haven't really brought him any joy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are the person that has that compassion for his sadness, his lack of self-awareness, because he doesn't look back on his past with any type of rage or anger or anything like this. He's well, you know, financially very stable. But he's just unhappy. Has nothing to do with any of the things that have ever happened. He needs a lot of love. So if within your relationship you can give love without being too rigid, you can be strong but bend for love and show him that kindness, you know. It says here he was affected very much by the loss, you know, of a lot of different people in his life. And that is something that comes across here. So what he's looking for, what can work, is a newness, is a letting go of, like, anything of the past and walking forward into something beautiful, but without rigidity. It may has to be with a lot of compassion and basically spirituality. He's looking basically for sensuality versus sexuality. This relationship, this situation is all about sensuality, going into yourself, like bringing forth like a goddess element, love, kindness, emotion, because it calls for being emotion instead of rigid, you know. So you are very strong. And that is something that definitely has attracted and done well. But deeper within the foundation of this thing, he needs something that is very much almost like maternal. Not necessarily like you're his mother, but with that loving, with that tenderness and that kindness in this. Because of a hole. The hole that he has within himself is basically that he's achieved most of the things that he's wanted, but he has not had real love.
Yeah, and I am very like a maternal.
Mhm.
What was that?
He's a good guy.
And
he's not a bad guy. He's a good guy.
And he also he told me he just got out of a long relationship not too long ago, so that he was like focusing on himself, that he was interested in me, but because he just got out of this relationship, that he was focusing on himself. So like I didn't really know like what I should do with that.
Basically, continue to be mindful, be loving. The reverse, right? Yeah. The reverse, this relationship is prosperous and forward. If you hang on to him, you know, softly and smoothly, nice slow pace, there is something good of it. You know, he's definitely the kind, giving, compassionate guy. He's just been through a lot. You know, definitely, like, he has been humiliated, and his past relationship was all about humiliation and total, you know, yeah. So this part now is about the reversing of that, which is someone that is there. But this here says that in that particular aspect, he has been very unlucky in love. He's lucky.
Me too.
Not as much as he has. So he went one over. I mean, he went up a notch on that. business and everything else done well. However, that love part is something that's really been damaging in his spirit and his psyche. Let me pull out one more card. I hope we don't get disconnected. Yeah, definitely work. It's about work and, you know, working with him, being compassionate. But this one came from a bad relationship. It was not good. It was bad. It was disrespect.
When do you think he'll be ready?
Ready. It's so hard. He will ultimately be there at that point, but it's going to take him going really deep into himself, you know, and channeling that peace of mind that was shaken when he was so hurt in the past relationship. Because it's almost like, you know, okay, I'm gonna say what it's like. It's almost like when you add too much salt to food. And then when you add too much salt and it's too salty, you have to add a lot of water. So in order for it to stabilize again, you never know how much water it needs, but it'll ultimately rinse out, but it's kind of condensed right now, the salt. So it will rinse out. It will get better. It will be wonderful and fine, but he has a lot of inner work to do. And he has the ability, but he was hurt. He was hurt. He wished more, and it didn't happen like that. He kind of thought that was kind of like the one, because he doesn't seem to be the type of person that goes around like that. I don't see him as any type of, like, Casanova or anything like this. I see him as a person who is working hard and, you know, holding through to his convictions, working it towards his goals and everything. And when he does allow someone in, it's because he really feels they're special. You know, this isn't the type of person that jumps from one relationship to the other very easily. So I do suggest for you to be mindful and kind and give him time. But at the same time, understand that if you're not comfortable with giving that person time and you kind of don't want to deal with, you know, someone who's that damaged, you have a right to, you know, put things into perspective again and think carefully if that's what you want to do. You know, some things are worth it, but also at the same time, some things are vampiristic. Because if it takes a lot out and you get less joy back than what you want to give, you know, there's only so much you can bend. So ultimately, there's mindfulness in you, there's love and compassion. You basically have to love him unconditionally. And if he is accepting of a change within himself, then okay, but are you able to care for him even if he's not for you? I see that he can be for you. He can be that person. But are you able to just love that person unconditionally? And if you can, then it would be perfect and beautiful, and I do see some magic there. But it's something you have to ask yourself, because you haven't been able to do that fully with someone. Give them your soul and for them to release it back to you with theirs, hand in hand.
Yeah, right.
So this is about conditionality, but kind, and also in a way that is beneficial to you without damaging you. I don't ever think that by you helping someone else that it should damage you as well. No.
as long as it is something that is beautiful, true and true, and you can both work in an adult way, it can be okay. However, he's been damaged.